K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Are you a little nervous?
Seems that way.
She's like, hi.
Yeah, I just realized I'm on the air.
Well, yeah. What are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys my story.
About what?
Okay, so there's this guy.
Ah, second date.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, now we got to
all right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I need your help. Okay, so I'll
go.
Okay, the back.
Okay.
What's his name? What'd you do?
Yeah, ready. Okay, so I've known this guy for a long time, but just as friends. And we recently started becoming closer friends. And then we're like, oh, we have a lot in common. I'm like, oh, let's try dating. So everything was like going well, but like still casually. And this year I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the fam. And I just wanted to practice a couple things beforehand and just thought it'd be fun. So for our first date, he came over and I had like a mini like Thanksgiving meal. And, you know, he really said he liked the pumpkin pie.
Which
I had never made before. And I don't know, it was just so fun. And I thought we had a great time. And then I haven't heard back from him since.
Wait, you guys were friends, right?
Right, exactly.
And so now you haven't heard from him?
That's kind of awkward.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Did you have a fight?
No, I thought everything was great.
Yeah, I'm sure you have other friends that are mutual. Have you hung out together in that sense, or has it just been
nothing?
No. Nothing.
Okay.
No, there was one group hang, and he didn't show up. So.
Whoa.
Oh.
Who is he?
Dustin.
Dustin.
Well, if you give us about 10 minutes, Abby, we'll give Dustin a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Abby, you're cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the very first time. What has been, and you've done some practicing, obviously, here on your first date
Smart.
With Dustin. What has been your favorite thing to cook so far?
Oh, good question.
Probably the stuffing and then the pie, which are both opposite ends of the flavor chart, but both of them I never made before.
Carb heaven, baby.
Do you make the stuffing from scratch, or do you cheat and do it out of the box like I would?
Box, girl, box.
Well, it's both.
Okay. Ain't no shame in that game.
Listen, you know, she made it with
add
love.
Right.
To the box.
Yeah, you made it with love, Abby, right?
Of course.
Okay, so we are going to go ahead and give Dustin a call.
Okay.
So while we're talking to him, you kind of stay quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, we are looking for Dustin.
This is Dustin.
Well, hello, Dustin. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. Did you expect our call this morning?
Hey, listen, I got to head to class. I don't really have a lot of time, so.
Okay. You're a teacher?
Yeah, I teach up in Clark County.
Oh, our home turf.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Neck of the woods. Well, are you familiar with our show here, Dustin?
Remind me?
Okay, Nancy, let him know about what
we
do.
Well, you know, we're a
time.
Country music station, and every morning about this time, we do a very, very popular part of our show. It's called Second Date Update. And what happens is when a couple's gone out, one of the people disappears. So the person that would like to go out again calls Woody and me and says, can you help? And Abby called us about you.
Well, what happened? She said you guys were friends before you started dating, and now you won't even talk to her anymore.
She made like a pre-Thanksgiving dinner, and you liked the pie, and you didn't even show up at a group thing, she said.
You know, I kind of just think maybe we'd be better off as just friends, I think.
But she said it was you guys were taking it slow. I mean, how presumptive is dinner? Come on, right?
Dinner to me actually sounds like one of the worst things. It depends on if we went to her house, unfortunately, you know, probably dinner would not be good.
What happened?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, so like, I don't know what she told you, but so we went to her house. She's like, listen, I made this pumpkin pie. I'd love for you to try it. I'm going to make all of Thanksgiving dinner for my family. And I'm like, obviously, this woman is a great cook, right?
Yeah.
I love pumpkin pie. Love, right?
Who doesn't?
I'm from a family of, like, granny makes amazing food. Mama makes amazing food. All the women in my family make amazing food. Hell, the men make great food in, like, barbecuing. So we're just, we know what we're doing out there, right?
Okay.
And when she says, hey, listen, I can make the entire meal, I'm like, okay, all right, we got some wife material right here.
Sure.
And then, you know, I don't want to, man, I don't really want to, like, badmouth anything, but let's just say it was not up to the standards that I was expecting.
So what are you saying, Dustin?
I'm just saying.
Just out with it.
She's not a good cook. She's not a good cook. The pie was terrible.
Oh.
Terrible. And, like, listen, I'm a gentleman, so I kind of, like, shoveled it down. I'm like, ooh, this is, oh, totally, it's good. Your family's going to like this. But, I could barely even stomach that. And I was like, are you kidding me? It was like an insult to what pumpkin pie should be. I was like, this is not pumpkin pie. I don't know what you're calling this, but it ain't pumpkin pie.
Wait, you said you liked it.
That's
I'm
Abby.
Okay.
That's how this works.
Okay.
She's been listening the whole time, Dustin.
I'm so confused I have the recipe right here, and we'll see. I did everything right, like cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg. So it says a half teaspoon of salt, but I did 2 tablespoons. I must have read that dyslexically, so I know how to cook. That was just an accident.
I want to believe you, but, like, your taste
how
was
that
not working? Did not taste the pie? There was no amount of Cool Whip that was saving that pie.
But it sounds like it was just an honest mistake, though.
I hope that's the case. That's the case, because...
Oh, come on. Give me a second chance. I'll make you a second pie.
I mean, that, you know, first impressions, it's all I have to go on at this point.
Come on.
It can't be any worse, right? It can't be any worse than the first
one. Well, you know me.
As I say, yeah, you guys know each other. You're friends before this, so you obviously get along well.
How about you make the pie and let her taste it and see how it works out?
Yeah.
Now that's a good idea.
It's a throwdown.
Okay.
It's a throwdown.
Well, in this offer then, Nancy, should we even offer up the company limo then?
I think that we need to, because it sounds like these are two very nice people who do have a good history together.
Yeah.
It just, or have her make something else and see if she's really a bad cook.
Can you just be honest with me about it next time too?
You know what? I will not hold anything back if that's what you want.
Okay, well, we have to make the offer where we're going to send you someplace where somebody else will cook.
Yeah, we'll set you up with the company limo.
Oh, you can go wrong there.
Gift card for dinner. Okay. You guys both just have to say yes, and I think you already have.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you think so. Okay.
You think so, Dustin.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were excited. Never mind. Sure.
You got to play it cool, Abby. Play it cool.
Okay, so now, you guys, when you go on your second date, give us a call and let us know how things go. And I still think Dustin should cook for her.
Oh, yeah.
So just to see how things go, if you guys are cool with that.
Yeah, maybe I'll make like an appetizer or something.
I mean, you did brag about how good all the cooks were in your family.
It's
set the bar high, not
it's
us.
It's your lineage.
That's true. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.